We are recording the first drive-in service, Dover First Baptist Church, May 10th, 2020. Well, good morning. Honk your horns if you love Jesus. All right. Well, this is the very first ever drive-in church service that I've ever done. The only thing that I can think of that comes even close is the time I preached from the roof. And I did that a number of years ago from the heater room. Because we had finally reached 100 people in our congregation. But I'm not preaching from the roof today, okay? Looks like my tissues are blowing away. Could you get those for me? It's awful windy up here, so I apologize if you're picking that up. I'm going to try to guard the mic. It's right over there. It's good to have so many of you. Yeah, we've got to put a book over it.
Got it.
And hopefully we'll be back in the sanctuary to have our corporate worship. But it's good that you've come together, and I appreciate that very much, and I know that many of you appreciate the opportunity to worship in a corporate way. What I would like to do is to turn your attention to Psalm 67. Psalm 67, I think, is an excellent psalm for what we're going through right now with the coronavirus. But it's also a good psalm for us to read to call our attention to worship. And that's what I really want to do right now, is to have us turn our hearts to worshiping our God and doing it together. There's something about us coming together in the name of the Lord Jesus and praising our Heavenly Father. So I want to read verses 1 to 7. It's just a very short psalm. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon the earth, thy saving health among all the nations. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Oh, let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. And then shall the earth yield her increase, and God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the end of the earth shall fear him. I'd like you to bow your head and join me in an opening prayer. But today is Mother's Day, and I want to offer a prayer for all of our moms. You'll find that the drive-in service will be somewhat condensed because we don't want you sitting in your cars for over an hour. And so we're going to consolidate some things, and we're going to have Angie, Ricky, do a couple of songs that you'll hear over the radio. You don't want to hear me. And then we'll have the preaching of the Word of God. But I'm very thankful, again, for all of you that showed up today, and we appreciate it. Let's turn to God and thank Him for giving us this opportunity. Dear Lord, we turn to you today and give thanks for this opportunity that we are well and we are able to come together once again in what we deem to be an unusual way. But Lord God of heaven, we are happy we can do so, that we can corporately praise you, honor you, glorify you, and exalt the name of your Son, our Redeemer, the Lord Jesus Christ. Father, today on this Mother's Day, we ask that you would pour out upon each and every mom your blessing and grant, Lord, these moms of Dover First Baptist Church, grant them strength, comfort, and courage. Strengthen our moms Lord, when they are down. Give them hope when they are discouraged. Help them, Lord, each and every day through this crisis, that they, Father, might be a blessing unto their children and their homes. Most of all, Lord, on this Mother's Day, we thank you for having a mom. And we realize, Lord, some of us had to say goodbye to our moms many, maybe years ago. And then others, Lord, we understand, maybe did not have a loving, understanding mother. But Lord, may you bless our hearts to know that in every and each situation of life, regardless, that you are God and you can fill even the most difficult gap of life. Thank you. We praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, I apologize if I'm over-modulating, but the wind is blowing here, and I'm hoping that you're not picking up a whole lot of that. Today, we have a special announcement. Today is Gracie Rickey's birthday, and she is 10 years old. So we're going to sing happy birthday. I know she's not going to be able to hear us.
You want to come out?
And you're going to hear Angie's voice over mine. But let's do that. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Gracie. Happy birthday to you. Honk your horn. That's different. Okay. Now, just a few announcements and a couple of maybe humorous thoughts. And we have selected a hymn, just one. Obviously, it's difficult to have congregational singing when you're all in your cars. But in honor of Mother's Day, we've chosen Love Lifted Me. And I believe that most of you know the first and the last of that particular hymn. And Angie's going to come a little bit and lead us in that hymn. But right now I have a few announcements. Number one, when we do finally open the doors of the church and get back to normal, things will initially be different. Unfortunately, we have to follow all of these guidelines and rules for the sake of the welfare of others. And that's not an unfortunate thing, but it's just a different thing. So when we do open the doors, there are signs up that we cannot initially shake hands. We're going to have to come up with our own greeting, and I think peace and love, or live long and prosper, whatever you want to use, just so we don't have contact in our greetings. We'll also have to social distance in the pew and in the hall. And we do have the hall set up with chairs that will be 6 feet apart. We are instructed by the CDC not to initially hand out paper bulletins. So we're going to forego that and continue to send you electronic bulletins. Some of you may have gotten the memo that we have decided to cancel the Sight and Sound event for June 19th. And our hope is to be able to reschedule that possibly for September. Now, I really can't say that for sure, but we can pray about it and we can hope for it. Another thing is that Sight and Sound is showing the presentation of Jesus. Many of us saw that a couple of years ago. They're going to be showing it free on TBN, and it will be a rebroadcast one time Wednesday night, that's May 13th, at 9 p.m. So hopefully you'll have the opportunity to look in to TBN and enjoy the presentation of Sight and Sound's production of Jesus. at this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Angie, and we're going to put the music on, and the song is Love Lifted Me. We're doing this in honor of all of our moms. Also prepared a very special Mother's Day song, which we're going to have her come in just a few minutes. But let's honk our horns this morning for our moms. All right, very well done. You know, moms have really been challenged during this particular time where we're facing this coronavirus, and mothers had to become teachers, maybe nurses, all kinds of things. I came across this little tidbit about what mom teaches on various subjects, and the first subject is science. Mom has a lot to say about science. Here's what one little boy said his mom taught him. She told him, shut your mouth and eat your supper. I don't know how you do that, but moms have lots of these sayings, like logic. Here's one that is not logical. Mom says, if you fall off that swing and break your neck, you can't go to the store with me. And here's one about time travel. Mom says, if you don't straighten up, I'm going to knock you into the middle of next week. Here's one about behavior modification. Yeah, moms are busy learning all kinds of things and teaching them. And mom says, stop acting like your father. Behavior modification. And here's medicine. If you don't stop crossing your eyes, they're going to freeze that way. I know I used to hear that one from my mom. That frown, she would say, is going to stay on your face. I would share some prayer requests and ask you to remember to use your prayer list to pray through it. I'm just going to mention a few, and I'll have a short word of prayer, and then Angie's going to come with a special Mother's Day song. We want you to continue to pray for the people with the coronavirus, and maybe some of you know folks who've had it, some that maybe are in the hospital even. We do have some people in our church who have relatives, and we want you to pray for them. And the first one I want to mention is Angie Rickey's cousin, Anthony Torres. And he is 67 years old, and he is struggling with this, and he only has one kidney. So we're going to ask you all to remember to pray for Anthony Torres. Also, Gary Anderson is asking us to pray for his sister, Sandra. She's going to have a kidney stone removed on May 27th. Janie has asked us, Janie Rada, to pray for her brother Jim, who has been sent home from the hospital with hospice care. And God has given him more time, but pray for the family and pray for Jim. God will give him peace. Keep in your prayers all of our seniors. We certainly would love to have them with us, but that's not possible right now. It's safer for them to be at home. But remember to pray for them. People like Gloria, Gary, Jim and Marie Muncie, and others. Pray for them that God will keep them from getting this sickness and put a hedge about them. At the very top of the prayer list, you'll find a little boy by the name of Colton. He has advanced leukemia. And the very difficult thing about this is that it is two types of leukemia that he's struggling with. I ran into Holly yesterday, and she told me that it's day by day. So it's been a very, very harsh sickness for this little boy, Colton. So I ask you to remember to pray for him. Jeannie Muncie has asked us to pray for her mom, Martha. Martha has been struggling with sciatica. So lift Martha up, and of course her husband, Charlie. And remember, again, them as our seniors. We don't want to forget the special needs boys and girls, Brianna Vincent, Brendan Roas, and Brooke and Brody. I know that many of you ask about them via email and phone calls. Keep praying for them. The latest I heard on each one of them is that they're doing okay. Ginger Sheldon is asking us to pray for her mom, Jean, and pray for her well-being. Also, for her daughter, Julie, who was sick with the COVID, and praise God she is doing better. And if I'm right on that, honk your horn, okay, she's doing better, and we want to praise God for that. But let's just offer a short prayer. Again, I don't want to keep you too long, and I do have a message to bring, but I think it's good that we pray together for these special requests. Again, our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be able to come apart from our homes in this special way to first glorify you, to thank you for your love, for your mercy, for your grace. We lift up our nation before you as we struggle through this virus. Lord, open our hearts and our minds to be receptive to what you are teaching each and every one of us, and what you want us to learn as a nation. And Lord, we do understand that you want America to come back to you, our God. And so Lord, this is our prayer, that this virus will cause a great revival, and the doors of the church are open, and that many people will come to the Lord Jesus Christ and understand that they have an eternal destiny. And Lord, help us to be sowers of the seeds of the gospel, and especially to the truth that you offer eternal life to all of those who will come to Jesus Christ. Father, we lift up this nation for its health. We lift up this nation for all the health care workers, doctors, nurses, hospital care workers, technicians, the people that are working in our supermarkets, Lord, putting food on our tables. Protect them. God, we ask your watch care over them. And then, Lord, we lift up the special prayer requests that were aforementioned. We lift each one up to you. Know that you've heard our prayer. You know our hearts. Meet their needs. Protect them. Watch over them. And we give you praise for what you'll do. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen and amen. Well, I've been waiting for this. I know some of you have. Again, for our moms on this Mother's Day, Andrew Rickey's going to come and do a special song.
God bless you all. Happy Mother's Day, all the mamas, all the new mamas. I have a song here, There You'll Be by Faith Hill. It's an older song, but I think you like it. Love you all. God bless you all.
When I think back on these times and the dreams we left behind, I'll be glad 'cause I was blessed to have you in my life. When I look back on these days, I'll look and see your face. You're right there for me. And in my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. In my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. Well, you showed me how it feels to feel the sky within my reach. And I always will remember all the strength you gave to me. Your love made me make it through. Oh, I owe so much to you. You're right here for me. And in my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. And in my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. 'Cause I always saw you in my light, my strength. And now I want to thank you now for all the ways. You're right here for me. And you're right here for me. And in my dreams I'll always see you soar above the sky. And in my heart there'll always be a place for you for all my life. I'll keep a part of you with me. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. And everywhere I am, there you'll be. There you'll be.
God bless you. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you very much, Angie. That was beautiful. And again, I want to wish each mom a very, very happy Mother's Day, and especially our new moms like Ashley and Andrew and got your name. Sorry. and Anna. Right? Okay. Well, this time, what I want to do is have you turn your attention to the Bible. So open your Bible with me to Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1, and I'm going to read verses 26 to 38. Now, some of you might be thinking this is a strange passage for Mother's Day, but it really isn't, especially with all the cold weather we've been having and the snow. It does seem more like Christmas than Mother's Day. But nonetheless, I think this is a good passage, and as I get underway with the message, you'll see why I chose this passage from Luke, which is normally a passage we read at Christmas. So if you have your Bible, I'll go to the New Testament, Luke chapter 1, and just follow along as I read this. The wind doesn't want to cooperate. All right. Verse 26 is where I'm going to pick it up, and I'll read through to verse 38. This is what's known in the Bible as the visitation or the annunciation of Jesus to Mary. And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto a city of Galilee named Nazareth to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at this saying, and cast in her mind what matter of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father, David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Then said Mary unto the angel, How shall this be, seeing I know not a man? And the angel answered and said unto her, The Holy Ghost shall come upon thee, and the power of the Highest shall overshadow thee. Therefore, also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God. And behold, thy cousin Elizabeth, she hath also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month with her, who was called barren. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. And Mary said, Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word. And the angel departed from her. Father, may we glean from this passage truths that will help all of us today, especially as we continue to navigate this coronavirus. But Father, I especially preach this message to encourage our moms that they can go through this difficult time and be strengthened and encouraged by you and your word. Because with you, we read and study today that all things are possible. Hide me behind the cross. And Father, if there's anyone sitting in these cars today who does not know Christ, may today be the first day of eternal life in heaven with you. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, I'm fighting both the wind and now the sun, so I might have to don my glasses. Otherwise, my eyes will start to water. Well, today, of course, is Mother's Day. And it is a good Sunday to finally get back to church. Amen? Honk your horn. Some of you might not know, but it was back in 1914, not too long before the horrible Spanish virus that you all been hearing about. And back then, the president was President Woodrow Wilson, and it was he who issued a presidential proclamation that officially established Mother's Day to be celebrated throughout all of America. It was inspired by a lady named Anna Reeve Jarvis, and she loved her mom, and her mom had a heart for other mothers, especially those mothers who lost their sons fighting in our nation's Civil War. It was long after Anna's mom passed away that she decided she was going to do what she could to establish a day that honors mothers. And I thank God that she did that. Although before Anna Reeve Jarvis died, she was somewhat disillusioned about how commercialized Mother's Day became. And she actually wanted to rescind it because the floral companies and card companies had missed her idea of what Mother's Day was all about. It was a day to promote honor, respect, love for every mother, especially, of course, godly moms who sacrifice so much. Today, it is especially a day to celebrate American mothers. You know, just about everyone's life has been affected by the coronavirus in some way or another. But it seems to me it is our moms who have been unexpectedly challenged the most during this time, because many moms have had to start homeschooling their children. Some have been forced to adapt to working at home and still managing homeschool and all of the other things that come with taking care of the family. And so we lift up our moms. And during this time, we know that there have been mothers who have lost their jobs, while other moms are working overtime in the hospitals and in other areas that are deemed essential for us to make it through coronavirus. For all the moms out there who have bravely taken on the challenge of being a teacher, a counselor, and a caregiver, may God bless you and have a happy Mother's Day. And I hope that this day will be very special, even in light of all the limitations that we are experiencing. Did you know that Mother's Day ranks fourth as the most celebrated holiday? First, there's Christmas, Thanksgiving, Valentine's Day, and then Mother's Day. I did a little research and I found out that card companies do make quite a bit of money because on Mother's Day, over 145 million cards are sent out. And $14.9 billion is spent on gifts and dinners. 69% of that are flowers. Unfortunately, I regret that our moms won't be able to sit down at a restaurant right now for a wonderful meal. But I'm sure the husbands and kids are up to cooking. At least I hope so. Well, while we certainly want to honor moms and elevate motherhood today, I recognize that this is also a very tough day for some of you too. because you don't have your mom with you. You can't hug her or visit with her, especially if she's very elderly, because this COVID-19 virus has robbed us for now of that intimacy. But I challenge you to do your best to see mom, to encourage her or call her. Maybe for some of you, your mom went home to be with the Lord like my mom, and you miss her very much. You can honor her memory by emulating the great qualities of your mother, and she will live on, and you will have honored her memory. And then there are others who may have had a mom who did not know how to love and to care for you. And I understand that is a hurtful thing for many children. But don't dread Mother's Day because of it. Decide to be the best mom you can be to honor your Heavenly Father. Instead of focusing on your situation, think of Mother's Day as a time to reflect, to serve, and to honor mothers. And if you're an older mom or grandmom, you can pass on your experience to others. Stop concentrating on those broken dreams, because you can't go back. You have to go forward. And we need to start listening to what God has told us in the scriptures about the role of motherhood. And that is why this year I chose to speak on Mary, the mother of Jesus. You know, when you think of who in the Bible is the greatest role model for mothers, you have to come to the conclusion it's Mary. Amen? Honk your horn. Thank you. You know, we're living in an era of much sorrow throughout this nation and around the world. And I don't want to focus on that so much today. You're all aware of that. But I want us to associate that with Mary. Mary was familiar with great sorrow. She watched as her son, the Lord Jesus, our Redeemer, was beaten and mocked and hung upon a cross. But you know, before that, she endured years of the burden of knowing her son's fate. And I want you moms to think about that, because we're living in unprecedented times. Today we are in the dark, as it were, about the future and what the future holds. And for us, it's only been a few short months. But do you know that Mary, the mother of Jesus, she lived 33 years dealing with facing the final hours of her son's life. Yes, we're living in a time where moms are encumbered with great and unexpected challenges, but so was Mary. And let her be your example. Folks, no man chose Mary to be the great model for motherhood. It was God Himself. And God impressed upon all of us through the scriptures, and especially Luke chapter 1, where God dispatched one of the great archangels to make this visitation to Mary and to announce the birth of the Messiah. And I do believe that God chose Mary because she exhibited a strong and godly character and a love for God that is very, very rare. You know, God was looking for a woman of love and compassion, a woman of character and grace to raise His only begotten Son. He didn't choose a wealthy person. He didn't choose a well-educated person.
God sent his messenger Gabriel to a humble cottage, to a very poor girl, and chose her to be the mother of the Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. We ought to reflect upon that. Now, we don't exalt Mary as other faiths do, but we do believe the Scriptures that blessed art thou among women. Two times in the text that I read, Gabriel told Mary that she was highly favored by God. And that wasn't because Mary had a lot of money and a lot of influence in the city that she grew up. It was because of her character, because of her love and her faith in Almighty God. And when you get home, maybe take the time to read Mary's song of praise. Because in that song, you meet the heart of Mary. And you understand why God chose her. Hidden in a very few and brief accounts of Mary, the inspired scriptures give us a glimpse into who she was as a person. And the message today will examine a few of these qualities. These are the same that our Heavenly Father, I believe, desires today for all of our moms. I'm not saying they're easy, but I would like to challenge our moms to understand these are the qualities that make the difference. It's not about money and prestige. It's about your character, your relationship with Almighty God. You know, Mary was born after the golden age of Israel's history. No longer was the family of David exalted. No king had ruled in the city of Jerusalem for over 500 years. And that's important because Mary was from the lineage of David. But she had no prestige in this particular time, hundreds and hundreds of years later. It was during the time that the Jews were preparing for the Messiah that the promise of the prophets foretold throughout the Bible. The facts concerning Mary point to a humble, godly, Jewish person who was brought up in a godly home where the Word of God was front and center, according to Deuteronomy chapter 6. Mary's center of devotion was to Almighty God and to do His bidding. And what God called Mary to do was most difficult. We're going to see that. She was from the town of Nazareth. And by the way, Nazareth had a very bad reputation. First century Nazareth was famous for one thing, folks, and that was sin. You say, Pastor, why? Well, it was located just 4 miles from the Roman garrison at Sepphora. And that's where the soldiers in a Roman army would get a few days leave and get their bonus checks, as it were. And they went to Nazareth where they could find cheap wine and prostitutes. And so the city of Nazareth, because of the garrison located very close to it, became a city of sin. Now, why am I telling you that? Well, Mary, we know, was found a virgin in a city of wickedness. She was from that town. God, in the fullness of time, sent Gabriel to this city. And what does that tell us about God? God loves the sinner. He hates the sin. And God chose this virgin woman, this humble woman, from a sinful city. Because here, a woman of Jewish descent lived godly in a wicked place. So let that be a challenge to all of us. The world that we're living in is getting more and more wicked, harder and harder for us to live the life that God has called us to do as Christians. But Mary is an example. Mary is a good example that we can do it if we put our mind to it and know that all things are possible with God. During Mary's time, what we might call the New Testament times, most marriage agreements were made when the children were very young or even prior to when they were born. They were arrangements or agreements. In all likelihood, when Gabriel spoke to her, Mary is still just a very young teenager living with her parents. But she was betrothed or engaged to Joseph. Gabriel came and he said, "Hail, thou art highly favored." Can you imagine hearing that from an angel? Just think about that for a moment. God dispatched an angel, not just any angel, one that we know is a great archangel of God, to announce that she was highly favored by Jehovah God, and that the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Mary was a godly woman and a godly mom. In essence, Gabriel said, "Greetings, Mary. God has found great favor with you." And the word favor, in the Greek, it conveys the idea of very agreeable to God. And we see Mary's humble existence and that God favored her to be the mother of his only begotten son. What was Mary's reaction? Probably pretty much like what yours would be. Mary probably felt insecure. Mary probably said, "Me? You got to be kidding." She probably felt unworthy and inadequate for such a great task of being the mother of the Messiah, the Savior of the world. And I am sure that in this time of crisis, many moms wonder if they have what it takes to navigate their children and their family through such a very difficult time. And I'm here to tell you, if you know the Lord Jesus Christ, you're filled with the Holy Spirit of God, and all things are possible with God. You know, Mary could have said, "Lord, I'm just a young girl, and I'm just not ready to take on this kind of a responsibility." She could have said, "I'm not ready to be a mom. I'm not wealthy enough, educated enough." But she didn't make those kind of excuses. Mary said, very humbly, and you can read it in the verses between verse 29 to 38, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." You know what she was saying? "Gabriel, if God can use me, if God desires me to do this, I am a bond slave of Jehovah God." Folks, she had the right perspective. You know, none of us chose to navigate this difficult time. God allowed it, and He brought it upon us. And we must learn what God is teaching us through it. And Mom, I do believe that God will enable you to guide your children, to love your children, and to help them to see that we do have a compassionate Father, and that He will give you the strength, the courage, and also the wisdom to get through these times. Mary was willing to face adversity in accepting the challenge. Some of you might not understand why, because we live in a different age. To find a young girl pregnant today doesn't have the same meaning that it did in Mary's time. an engaged woman was considered married. A woman who was betrothed was considered to be contracted to her husband and was to be found faithful. And it would be a shame unto her to be found with child and not be married. A child born during an engagement would have been considered illegitimate. And this would have raised the possibility of Mary having to raise her child alone. And at the point of this request by God, she could not discern what the future would be. But she trusted God. And just like you and I, we can't discern what the future holds. Our prayer is that this virus will burn out, that we'll be able to get back into our churches and worship as we have before. But until then, we must trust God and know that all things are possible. You know, Mary understood the consequences. In addition, she was jeopardizing her reputation by accepting this. Joseph was her betrothed husband. And folks, think about it. She had no idea if Joseph would not have put her away privately, publicly, or disgraced her and even have her stoned. She had no concept. But she must have figured that if God called her to do this, God will bring it to pass. 1 Corinthians 10:13 is a very, very good verse for the time that we're living in. I'm almost through. Some of you know the verse by heart. There has no temptation taken you but such as is common to man. And that word temptation is not just a solicitation to sin. It also carries the idea of tribulation, trials. And in all trials, God is faithful. And when you're struggling, Mom, think back to Mary. She had many questions. She could not discern what the future holds. She had to trust God and know that God was faithful. And that's what Paul says here, that God is faithful, who will not suffer you. That means to allow you to be tempted or tried above what you were able. But it takes being with God every day and empowering and fueling the Holy Spirit that's in you to keep us going and not fear what man could do unto us. I can imagine Mary at the moment was thinking in her heart, what is Joseph going to say? What is he going to do? What will happen to me? But in that, she never shrunk from the request that God made. And Mary had every reason to think, because of the Jewish law, that she could be punished under that law. It shows us the great faith that Mary had in God. Maybe many of us need to reestablish that faith, that if God's called us to do something, He will finish it. Mary believed that. Mary believed God and her faith would sustain her, and God did. As Mary listened to the angel, she must have wrestled with the consequences that would come into her life. I'm sure she asked, how am I going to explain this to my family? What about all the townspeople? What will they think of me? Am I headed for a life of being a single parent? Mary couldn't answer these questions. What does that tell you about Mary? That even though she had doubts and she had questions, she was a person who was committed to Almighty God and trusted Him. And that is why God chose her to be the mother of the Lord Jesus, because she was a mother who put her faith and trust in Almighty God. And I want to challenge you to do the same. For by grace are you saved through faith, not of yourself, it's a gift of God, lest any man should boast. Don't boast about what you can do. Boast about what God has done in giving you His precious Son, the Lord Jesus, who died on the cross. He died there for your sin and mine. and was buried and rose again according to the scriptures, fulfilling the mission that God called him to reconcile lost humanity back to God. Folks, this is the message the world needs, and I hope that all of us will be challenged to give it. In conclusion, read verses 46 to 53. It is a song of praise to God that Mary sings from her heart. And you find when you read it that Mary knew the Word of God. It comes out when you read that portion of Scripture where she sings. And she went beyond that and was one who wholeheartedly and boldly praised God, even though his request was a difficult one. Mary's solid foundation is example to mothers today. With God, all things are possible. I close with this thought. A mother who praises God and knows the Word of God is going to make a difference with God in the life of your children. Children do not come with an instruction manual, but moms have the best instruction manual in the Word of God. And I trust that you will continue to read it, especially when you're discouraged, when maybe you're going through a fearful time, and know that, again, with God, all things are possible. I want to thank you for being here again today, and I want to, again, wish every mom a happy Mother's Day. Let's close in prayer.